You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Submissions on the government's highly contested regulatory standards bill close tonight. The legislation, which has largely flown under the radar, is now being slammed for being dangerous, with worries it will entrench the ACT Party's ideology into New Zealand's constitutional framework. The bill, which is not yet before Parliament, focuses heavily on property regulation, catering towards developers and corporations. I spoke to Climate Justice Taranaki's Catherine Chung about the increasing concerns that activists and environmental groups have surrounding the legislation. What ideologies behind this bill do you think are the most concerning?
Yeah, as environmental and social justice groups, we're really concerned about the libertarian and neoliberal ideologies behind the bill. The bill put really great importance to freedom and liberty and private properties. So how we see it is that we're in such a deep and serious and multiple climate, ecological and social crisis. It's a time when we really need to work together. We need to share our resources and look after the commons, things that that doesn't have a price tag at the moment. So this bill is really dangerous from that angle. And also the neoliberal ideology behind it means deregulation and giving the corporations and industries power that, you know, they already have too much from where we stand and through our experience. Just looking at, say, the fast track approvals bill, they just bulldoze it across, and despite all experts and legal opinions against it, and that is through, and that takes away people's participation. And despite conflict of interest between ministers and industry like the mining and fishing industries, and we really don't want or shouldn't have more of deregulation or corporate influence, and we see that this bill would enable that.
You also had some concerns that the bill's going to have a negative impact environmentally. Why is this?
It's quite an overarching bill. So the bill's designed a range of principles, and as I said before, it's very focused on freedom, liberty, and deregulation. And it means that this bill has the power to affect existing and new legislation and regulations. Actually, not just regulation, is the higher level legislation. So because they have to be checked and reviewed under this new bill, if it's ever passed, hopefully not, under the criteria of the bill. So it could and most likely would weaken environmental protection. There are wordings within the bill like eliminate and minimize unnecessary regulatory burden and undue compliance costs. You know, these are worrying wordings. The problem with our environmental problem is that environmental issues generally is because the cost on the environment is never captured in the market. We are worried that the investment on environmental protection, monitoring, research, restoration, we need so much of these, yet under this new bill they may be considered, oh, these are not necessary. You know, the whole RMA regimes, say the discharge consents and the conditions under them, is there to avoid and mitigate environmental harm. If we take those away, then what is left?
The ACT Party's attempted to introduce this legislation multiple times prior to now, in 2006, 2009, and in 2011, failing each time. Is there more cause for concern this time around?
There is, because of the treaty principles bill that is also being considered, and this regulatory standards bill has not had as much exposure or understanding, although it is getting better. Also, we are in an environment nationally and globally where far-right agendas are emboldening. I am hoping that, say, the recent hikoi across the country awakening people, and people understand that there are many aspects of our lives and our environment is being attacked, and that they come to realize that this is not the way to go. not the way forward.
You spoke about the Treaty Principles Bill and the Hikoi as well, and one of the main concerns around this bill is that it doesn't include any principles relating to Tiriti or Waitangi. How do you think this is going to have an impact on decisions made through this bill, say it did go through?
Well, it could remove the government's responsibility under Te Tiriti or Waitangi, because like I said, it's an overarching bill. It can affect, rewrite or reinterpret existing and new, you know, new bills have to follow these new principles. So it could do that. It could undermine tino rangatiratanga and the importance of tikanga, kaitiakitanga, all these things that are for Pākehā and Tāui, we're only beginning to understand a little bit. And it feels like this bill is trying to suppress all that, all the goodwill that is increasing, I see it growing. This bill is going against it, to suppress them and to drive division and polarization. We need to work with tangata whenua, and the Tiriti or Waitangi is the founding document of our nation that we need to respect and work on.
This bill has largely flown under the radar when it comes to public submission and talk in the media, but it seems as submissions are set to close, some alarm bells are kind of now ringing. Why do you think this is?
I think people are beginning to understand, and also this government has been passing so many bills, so doing so much at under urgency. The people are really just either they can't keep up, and so often is to the very last minute that suddenly people realize, oh, we've got to say something, write something, or speak up. Everything becomes very late because of the way that this government works. They just like shock and awe and like bulldozing legislation across. Although this one is actually not yet a bill, well, not one that's open to the public. So there is a chance if we mobilize and really work together that we could put it to bed before it, you know, really goes into the parliamentary process. And we really encourage people to have their say, write even just a short one paragraph submission before midnight today, and then engage more with your local community or campaign groups, activist group that you know of, and try and learn more and work together to, you know, create a future that we need.
That was Climate Justice Taranaki's Catherine Chung on the Regulatory Standards Bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.